This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day official visit to United Kingdom and Maldives today. In the first leg of his visit, he will hold discussions with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King George III. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Prime Minister Modi will also interact with business leaders of both the countries.
This visit will give both leaders the opportunity to review the entire gamut of the bilateral relationship and discuss ways to strengthen it further and also discuss issues that are of regional and global relevance.
Talking to Akashvani News, India's High Commissioner to UK, Vikram Kumar Doraiswamy, said that the upcoming visit will be beneficial for both countries. Mr. Doraiswamy said in an agreement on free trade will have a positive impact on both economies, calling it an ambitious document. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister will undertake a state visit to Maldives from 25th to 26th July on the invitation of Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu. Foreign Secretary said that Prime Minister will be the guest of honour at the celebrations of the 60th anniversary of the independence of Maldives on 26th of July. India has extended the ban on Pakistani aircraft from entering the domestic airspace till 23rd of August. This was informed by the Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohal, saying, "Notice to airmen, NOTAM, restricting Pakistani aircraft from entering Indian airspace has been officially extended until 23rd of August 2025. He said this extension reflects continued strategic considerations and is in line with prevailing security protocols. The Indian Air Force is set to carry out a major military exercise in Rajasthan, covering areas from Barmer to Jodhpur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Lokmanya Tilak on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "Lokmanya Tilak was a pioneering leader who played a vital role in kindling the spirit of India's freedom movement with unwavering conviction." Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid tribute to Chandrasekhar Azad on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote that Mr. Azad epitomized unparalleled valor and grit. The Prime Minister underscored that Mr. Azad's role in India's quest for freedom is deeply valued and motivates our youth to stand up for what is just with courage and conviction. The Kavad Yatra, filled with devotion and faith during the holy month of Shravan, has reached its final phase. Millions of devotees who set out from Haridwar carrying sacred Ganga water are heading towards Shiv temples across the country to perform Jalabhishek. Since the beginning of the Kavad Yatra in Haridwar until yesterday evening, more than 40 million Shiv Bhaks have collected Ganga water and commenced their journey. Today is National Broadcasting Day. On this day in 1927, the first ever radio broadcast in the country went on air from the Bombay station under the Indian Broadcasting Company. On the 8th of June 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service became All India Radio. In 1956, the name Akashvani was adopted for the national broadcaster. This day highlights the pivotal role broadcasting has played in India's development, educational outreach, and cultural perseveration. The Indian stock market trading in the green today as auto stocks led amid mixed global cues. Sensex is 148 points up or 0.18% at 82,335, while Nifty gained 45 points or 0.18% at 25,105 a short while ago. In the Asian markets, Nikkei 225 surged 3.25% after US President Donald Trump announced a trade deal with Japan. In a thrilling conclusion to the three-match women's one-day international cricket series, India defeated England by 13 runs in the final game at Chesterley Street last night, sealing the series 2-1. India's captain, Harmanpreet, hit brilliant 102 runs off only 84 balls and has been declared as the player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.